But God has good things. Now look at James 1. Good things for everyone who asks, ask. James 1. Hebrews, James. Verse 17, every good and perfect gift from above comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I like that. It means God is not going to change his mind. So he's not going to say, I thought I was going to heal you, but I've changed my mind. Healing is a part of the blood covenant. It's a part of what God did through the cross, and it's yours forever and ever and ever. And it's a good thing. Sickness is not a good thing. It comes from the thief who does kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Abundant life is life superior in quantity and quality. Now, you can have quality without quantity, and you can have quantity and of poor quality. But when God says, I'm going to give you plenty of the very best, that's a tremendous promise from heaven. He says, as your Father, give you plenty of the very best. And healing and health is plenty of the very best. Every good and every perfect gift. The word perfect means complete or full. If you buy a game for your children, you buy Monopoly. I don't know if anybody still plays Monopoly. I have our original set that Ashley and I, my granddaughter, played forever. I couldn't have the heart to throw it out. I'm not terrifically sentimental, but we kept the Monopoly game. Well, if you buy a new one and doesn't have money in it, it's incomplete. God said, I'll never do anything incomplete in your life. Oh, hallelujah for that. Hallelujah for that. It'll be perfect, complete. Now here, if you've never played Monopoly before and you open that board game, you got to read the instructions. My son, who has this keen sense of humor, bought Wayne and I this game. What's the name of that painter?
Oh, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross game. Bob Ross painting game. We haven't had the nerve to play it because it comes with pages of instructions. And it's all about color families, and I can't tell green from blue to save your life. This is blue, I know, but if you have those shades that are somewhat in between, I say, that's blue. Wayne, is that blue? I have to ask. He said, no, that's green. So we haven't opened the game, but we did open it and look at it, and it had instructions and instructions and instructions. If you don't get the instructions of the word, you're going to cripple what God can do in your life. You've got to hear. You've got to meditate. You've got to camp in one spot. And you don't have to read the Bible from cover to cover. I know people read it from cover to cover every year, but if you read it from cover to cover, and when you finish, all you can say is you read it and you don't know anything, you're not profited. It's not reading it. It's absorbing it. It's digesting it. It's not because you have lemon juice in your refrigerator. It's your profit. It's because you put it in your tea. Or you made lemonade with it. It's because you used it. And the Word of God is designed to be used. And God's a good God. And He does good things. And He does perfect things. And He does what you ask according to His covenant. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, when we read Matthew, I want to show you one thing that's very important there. There's a word there, it's important. Verse 11, 7-11. Sounds like a business, doesn't it? Few being evil or imperfect know how to give good things unto your children. In other words, you'd want the best for your children. If you intentionally, deliberately make your child sick, when they find that out, they're going to arrest you, and we're going to applaud their effort to arrest you. That should never happen. We coordinated nurseries decades and decades ago for the church we were a part of. And a lot of those kids came from a children's home where they had living parents, one or two living parents. They were not orphaned. And they couldn't live at home for various reasons. So when you teach the fatherhood of God to little children, say, God's a good father, they don't relate to that. Because they saw their father kill their mother. Or they saw or were personally abused. And they can't relate. And we had to be very careful how we present the father. Because their personal experience didn't validate what we were saying about. But God's a good God. He's a good Father. He's gracious. He's inclined to bestow favors. And here is the word Father. How much more shall your Father, when we ask of God and receive, we're asking from our Father. We're not asking from a stranger. We don't go to God and say, God. The word Abba, which is used in the scripture, is daddy. It's Hebrew. I never related to that because all I speak is English. I can say no hablo español. And that's the truth. That's all I know. And so I didn't get Abba until I was watching one of the programs that you can't watch anymore. And this fellow was killed. The father was killed on the front porch. And the little girl was down the street, and she came running. They were a Hebrew family, and she came running and hollered, "Abba, Abba, Abba, Abba." And right then my heart grabbed that, and I realized she's crying out for her daddy. And when you say, "Abba, Father," you're his child. You're going to a father who's going to bring a father's grace and graciousness to you. He's Abba. And this says, "How much more shall your father?" He's not a stranger. He's father.